we continue our study in the power of His Word, we're going to go to Acts chapter 4 tonight. So open your Bibles with me to Acts chapter 4, verse 31. The Word of God says in verse 31, it says, "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness." And so when we're looking at the power of His Word, you know, Jesus said in Acts 1:8, He said, "But you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth." So the first thing we're going to look at tonight is the power to testify. The power to testify. This is in a, first we're going to look at a personal experience. She left the experience out of there, so just put experience there, a personal experience. Oh, it does? Psalms, so first let's go to, first to, and Psalm 66. Psalm 66, 16. The Word of God says, "Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what He have done for my soul." Amen? And this is what personally He's done. So we're testifying our personal experience. The power of His Word. His Word came to help us to be, to testify. Not only is it our personal experience, but it's also a powerful experience. Powerful experience. And when I was looking at that, I was in Jeremiah chapter 20. And man, I'm going to preach there Sunday. And I was in Jeremiah chapter 20. And here you have the prophet Jeremiah. And the prophet Jeremiah is being persecuted for the Lord. He's in stocks. He's being ridiculed. He's imprisoned and he was in the state of complaining where he didn't know what he wanted to do. But in verse number 9, the Word of God says, "Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more of his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire, shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay." In other words, his word was so powerful in him, he couldn't hold it back. He still had to speak the word. Amen? So we have to testify. It's a personal experience. It's a powerful experience. And it should also be a passionate experience. A passionate experience. In Acts chapter 4, again, verse number 19. "But Peter and John answered and said unto them, Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." Amen? So each and every one of us has a testimony. A testimony of how God's word has been manifested in our lives, just like in the day of Pentecost, and just like the early church, you and I have the power to testify, amen? By what? Our personal experience. It's a powerful experience. I don't know about you, but God's come in my life in mighty ways. How about you? Amen. And since he's done that, it's become a passionate experience. In other words, we're to share his love, his mercy, his grace, and the testimony of his goodness with a passion. Amen? You know, and just like Jeremiah and other men and women of God, they were passionate for the cause. So first and foremost, we look at that. And then in his word, and the power of his word tonight, there's the power to translate. To translate. Sometimes when we're translating his word, we're making sense of it to someone. We're bringing express the sense of it, okay, so that they can understand it. So first thing what we're doing in this is we're showing his grace, amen, the unmerited favor of God. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse number 7, the Apostle Paul said this. He said, therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith, in an utterance, in knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. And this grace he is speaking about is in their giving. Amen. The word of God tells us to give and it shall be given back to us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. That the word of God tells us in Malachi, this is the only place where we can test God, is in our tithing, in our giving. Prove me herewith, he says, that I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Why do you think the Lord would choose money as to ask for us to sow money and by grace to give? Why do you think he would use money? Because money is the most dearest thing to people. All right? Amen? So he tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to us. So also we're translating his goodness, his grace, his goodness. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 19, the Apostle Paul said this. He said, and for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Amen. So we're translating his word. We're translating his grace, bringing understanding of the unmerited favor of God. We're translating his goodness. We serve a good, good father. Amen. I don't know about you, but has God been good to anybody in the room? Amen. He's been super good to me. Amen. And we're also witnessing his greatness, his greatness. In Colossians chapter 4, verse number 3, the Apostle Paul says this. He says to the church of Colossae, he says, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. He says, walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Amen. So we're looking at tonight, we have the power to testify, the power to translate. And when we understand this and we have revelation, then it gives us power to triumph. To triumph. You know, we face the adversary or the with boldness, where we boldly go where no man has gone before. Amen? Look over the air. It's a plane. It's a bird. It's a plane. Oh, it's Superman. Amen? In Acts chapter 4, verse number 12, verse 12. Luke writes here, he says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. I don't care where you're from. I don't care what your education, what your background is. Amen. The Holy Spirit can work through each and every one of us if we allow Him to work through us. Amen. So God says that we're to have boldness to triumph. We're also to have boldness with we triumph with breakthrough. I love that word breakthrough. I've witnessed so many breakthroughs. I need a breakthrough now, but I'm waiting for that breakthrough, but I've witnessed so many, and He is faithful. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He hasn't changed. Amen? But the Word of God says in chapter 14, verse 3, He says, a long time therefore abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of His grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Amen? Amen? That's breakthrough. Amen? When He's delivering people and they're healing people and how many need a breakthrough in some area in their life? And, you know, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He hasn't changed. Amen? The same God that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and I. And the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead quickens our mortal body, our physical body, by the Spirit that lives in us. Sometimes in life, when I'm talking to the Lord and I'm speaking to the Lord, when we go through things, everything that we go through has a purpose and a reason. And I want to be a quick study. And sometimes I'm slow. Anybody else slow sometimes? And has to stay in the trial a little longer than you really needed to because you weren't ready to learn. You weren't ready to learn the lesson that we're to learn. Amen. 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 So he says this also that we triumph with benefits. With benefits. And 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse number 14. The Word of God says, now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ. Underline always in your Bible. And maketh manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ, and them that are saved, and in them that perish. To the one we are the savor of death unto death, and to the other the savor of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. Amen? So in Christ the solid rock we stand, all other ground is sinking sand. So tonight he says there's power to testify. We testify about our personal experience. It's a powerful experience. Anything that God's done in your life has been powerful. And that we're to have, it's a passionate experience. We're to have passion and to translate, the power to translate. When we're expressing the sense of something, we're sharing His grace, His goodness, and His greatness to others. And that gives them and us power to triumph. We triumph with boldness, with breakthrough, and with benefits. So lastly, he says, we have Holy Ghost power to testify the gospel by translating the word that the hearer may triumph by understanding. Amen? Amen? And the only time that we can have victory in areas if we have confusion, and we know who the author of confusion is. God does things decently in order. Amen? So He gave us His word, the power of His word, just like he did here. And when they prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And he says, and we spake the word of God with boldness. In other words, we should speak the word with boldness. Amen? In other words, if I'm half-heartedly speaking the word to the devil, he ain't paying attention to me. But when I speak the word to him with Holy Ghost boldness, he has to bow to the word of Jesus. He has to bow to the word of God. Amen? In other words, God wants you and I to have some Holy Ghost boldness. Amen? And you say, well, Pastor, I'm not eloquent in speech, or I don't have the words. God created you with a unique personality, and your personality will reach people. Amen? If you just allow him to minister through you. Amen? And when we start speaking the word in our workplace or wherever we're at, all of a sudden the atmosphere changes. Because there's power in the word of God. Amen? Just like he sent his word tonight to each and every one of us. If faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, God wanted you to hear this tonight to increase your faith. And guess what? You heard the word of God tonight, so your faith increased tonight. Amen? So you have to have it inside of your mind and your heart that my faith is growing, that I'm getting stronger. Amen? I'm getting strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And then we can overcome the weapons that the adversary tries to throw our ways. Amen? I don't know about you, but when he says we're more than a conqueror, amen, what a conqueror does, the conqueror defeats the adversary. And he said, you're not just a conqueror, but you're more than a conqueror through Christ that gives you strength. Amen? Because his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Amen? I don't know about you. I need his strength more each and every day. Amen? And, you know, the more I get to know him, the more the devil tries to attack me. Amen? Amen? But I have revelation to understand greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I've overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of my testimony. So by my testimony, I have got the power to testify. I got the power to translate the word and bring it to understanding to the people, that them and us too can triumph and be victorious. Hallelujah. So can we all just stand? Hallelujah. My wife's a good, thank you for cheering me on, honey. Yes, she is. The Lord picked out just the perfect one for me. Hear that? Did he pick out the perfect one for you, honey? Okay. Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, I thank you for my brothers and sisters in Christ, Father God. I thank you for the call of God that's on each and every one of their lives, Father God. And each and every one of us are battling and facing something in some area, in some arena in our lives, Father God. And your word declares that as you arise, the enemy will be scattered in Jesus' name. So tonight we declare and we decree, Father God, that we heard your word tonight. We heard the testimony that it's been brought to us to understand that we can triumph through you, Father God. So Lord, I speak to every body, every mind, every soul, and every spirit that's gathered here tonight. I speak and take authority over every weapon the enemy has formed against them in Jesus' name. I declare and decree healing, Father God. Peace, Father God, to flow like a river, Father God. Joy to flood their souls, Father God. Abundance of joy, Father God, flowing and growing within them, Father God. Lord Jesus, and guidance and direction. Your word declares that our way has been ordered by you, Father God. So we thank you for your guidance, and we thank you for your direction. And I thank you for the anointing and the call that's upon each and every life of everyone that's in this room, Father God. And right now, Father God, I say, Father God, may God arise in their lives, and may the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. So Lord, we praise you and give you glory for all that you've done, all you're doing, and everything you're going to do. Now bless the time of fellowship together. Bless the food that they're going to partake of and make it a nourishment to the bodies. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Love everybody.